Today is Tuesday, July 28th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life a lot, and you listen. And today is no different. I don't know, I said a lot. I'm trying to think of something to say instead of 5 days a week because I don't want to commit to that. But a lot is probably wrong as well because the last one I did was in April and then I did one yesterday. So it's National Milk Chocolate Day, Buffalo Soldiers Day, National Water Park Day. And that's all I want to talk about. We had a water park in Little Rock, Arkansas. I wonder if it's still open. I don't know if it's still open. It's called Wild River Country. And it permanently closed in 2019. I'm just looking right now. So I guess it's not open. We used to have a water park called Wild River Country. And we would go to, they had a big wave pool. They had all kinds of slides and everything, but I don't know. Things are just getting closing. Things are closing. All right. So I noticed that we do have some voicemail messages. And so I'm trying to get caught up from my hiatus. So we're going to play a couple of those and then we're going to talk about day one of Cartagena. So let's play. Let me go over there and let's play one of those. How about it?
Hi, Adam. It's Buddy. You're at the Butler. Today is the 4th of May, and we have a public holiday today, this Monday, for Labor Day.
Hi, Scotty.
I'm sure you do in America as well, because America is very socialist and communist now. I heard some Republicans saying recently, but anyway, I'm just calling to say that I only just heard on Mix Minus that you have quit your job, and I'm in shock. Total shock. But what was more shocking was when you said that you're okay and you've got some savings, which I'm not sure any of us believe because you go on so many holidays every year. But you've got some savings and you can survive a year without any wages.
Yeah.
So that's impressive, especially when your old job, you're paid like 250, 300 grand a year. So that's a lot of savings to have. So good on you. You go, you. Okay, bye.
First of all, I wasn't paid. I know people, some people think it's, it's bad to talk about money, or it's whatever. It's not good to talk about money. It's gauche. No, that's, I'm trying to think of the word. There's a word for it, but some people think it's rude to talk about money. And so I don't want to go into how much money I have because I don't want to offend anyone. I don't have a problem being honest about things and just putting it out there in the open. But yeah, I had saved up quite a bit of money. Because what I did when I was working is I had money that went into stocks and savings first before I ever saw any of my wages at all. It went into my 401k. It went into, I bought stocks every paycheck, and then that went into a separate thing. And then I had a savings account that every paycheck money would go into as well. And also, part of my salary was stocks. So every year, I got a huge amount of stocks from the company that I worked for. And so a lot of my savings is in stocks. But anyway, regardless, yes, I have a comfortable amount of savings. I could last longer than a year, but a year I felt was responsible. I'm taking a break. I'm learning all about this new AI stuff, and I'm creating this application that I was talking about. And I'm going to have a portfolio that when I start applying for new jobs, I will have a portfolio to show them. I have podcast maps now. I have this new one that I'm working on, which I'm calling QCast at the moment. And I may have a nutrition-based one that I may work on after QCast is where I want it to be. So I'm building all these things, and then I'm going to put those in my resume so that they can go and see that I'm able to develop web apps, basically. But anyway, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Here is the next one. This may be Scotty as well, but I don't know. Oh, that was a butt dial. So let's do one more. We'll do. Whoop. Nope, that one is not coming through either. So we'll get through all of these today. This one is Gary.
Hey, Adam, it's Gary in Portland. I just listened to your latest little show, and I appreciate you podcasting today. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're listening, working, and it's good to hear you. I'd love to hear about all your vacation. I always like to hear you talk about that, so go for it. And anyway, thank you for doing the show, and I'll look forward to the next one. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, this one just came in yesterday. Well, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. So we're caught up with voicemails now. All right, let's talk about the vacation. So I took notes, and what I'm going to do is just go through these notes. I'm going to do one day per day of podcasting. So you guys are going to be talking about this vacation for who knows how long, but that's what I'm going to do because that'll give me some stuff to talk about. And yeah, let's do that. So day one, so we went to, just to kind of go over where we went, because I haven't really talked about it a lot. We went to Cartagena, Colombia. And the reason that we went to Cartagena, Colombia is a couple of reasons. First of all, the first reason is that Mark has a new goal for us to visit every continent, I guess before we die, but I don't know exactly what the timeline is for it, but he wants us to visit every continent. And so we had not been to South America. And so he said, hey, let's either go to South America, Africa, or Antarctica, or Oceania for this trip, because we have these four continents that we need to mark off our list. We've been to the other ones. We've been to North America. We've been to Asia. We've been to Europe. And so we need to get these other ones in so we can say that we've been to all the continents. And so we decided to go to South America, and there was a cruise that was leaving from Cartagena, Colombia. That's the reason that we decided to go to Cartagena. Anyway, so we went to Cartagena, but we decided to stay there for 4 days and really see what Cartagena and Colombia was all about before we got on the cruise. Because the cruise was a 7-night, so we decided to spend 4 days in Cartagena. So day one, we had to get up really early. We got up at 4 a.m. and rushed to the airport. I had already showered the day before, so that worked out well. We got up around, I said 4, so we went to the airport around 5 o'clock, I think, because our flight was leaving at 6. The first flight was 3 hours, nothing really to report. We flew to Miami. And then we ate at TGI Fridays. I had a breakfast sandwich. And the second flight was also fine. I watched YouTube most of the time. I normally download videos or do something like that. But now a lot of the planes are not even having videos or not having a TV in the seat because they just expect everyone is going to be using their laptop or their phone or their tablet. And so I watched YouTube videos. I'm going to have to. Hi, my name is Ray. So I had to go use the restroom. So that's going to sound a little weird, but I had to go. So I started over the music. So you guys got a little bit more time. So anyway, we got up at 4. We went to the airport. We flew to Miami. We had a breakfast sandwich. And then got in line, went on the next flight. And it was also a 3-hour flight. Both of them were 3-hour flights. So from Miami to Cartagena is not very far. It's pretty close. And Cartagena is the same time zone as Arkansas. It's central time zone. So we weren't really having any jet lag to deal with or anything like that. So when we got to the airport, we had to wait in line for security. It was a pretty long line. And security didn't speak English very well. Now, I don't want to be one of those people that's a Karen and is like, oh, everybody needs to speak English. I just would have thought that a majority of their tourists that are not from Spanish-speaking countries would probably be from English-speaking countries. And so maybe they would have folks that spoke a little bit of English, but they really didn't speak much English, which is fine. I just would have thought they would have had more. And maybe we just got a bad one that didn't speak English. But it was okay. Got through the line. They had fans up because it was kind of hot in there for whatever reason, but they had fans up. So it made it bearable, you know. And it probably took us 45 minutes to an hour to get through the line. Maybe less than that, but probably around that. And when we got through, our bags were taking forever to, because when you fly international, even if you're just connecting, normally your bags you'll have to collect your bags on one of those conveyors, and then you have to put it back on and it has to be scanned again. For whatever reason, for security, even though it's already been scanned once in the country that you left, it has to be scanned again. So you have to take it off and you have to put it back on. And so we were waiting and waiting and waiting. And at one point, the thing got stuck and nothing was coming out at all for a good 10 or 15 minutes. And then a guy came up who was fixing it. And one of the passengers said, "Can you just get that bag for me?" And he's like, "Just one second, ma'am." And she was all irritated because he wouldn't just walk up there and get the bag for her. But he fixed it and then flipped a key and it came back on. And then the bag dropped and he's like, "There you go. There's your bag." I don't know who was in the right or who was in the wrong there, but it was just kind of funny. And so we went to the Uber line. Oh, I feel really bad about this. I just saw this and remember. But we went to the Uber line. And there was a guy being so friendly. He spoke English. He was like, "Oh, you need an Uber? This is where you're going to stand." He even came up to us at one point because he found our Uber and he said, "Follow me." And he said, "Come with me and I'll take you to your Uber," and all this kind of, he was being so friendly and he was cute too. I will say that. But regardless, he came up to us. Well, afterwards he wanted a tip. He told us, you know, I work for tips, you know, blah, 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 blah. We couldn't find any cash. And we're sitting there in the Uber in the middle of traffic. People are waiting for us to move and we're feeling so pressured. So we couldn't find any cash for him because we had not gotten cash yet. So one good thing to do when you travel is get a little bit of the cash of the country you're going to beforehand, even, is good. Because to have a little bit of cash is really good. He said he would even take American dollars, but we couldn't find any cash in our luggage. We were in such a hurry. Got to the hotel. Hotel was really nice. We had a very nice guy who helped us check in. And we went for a fort tour after that. It was very hot. We were dripping. It was so hot and humid in Cartagena. Anyway, so we did a fort tour. It wasn't much to talk about. We ate a taco at a taco place that I found. And it felt safe. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.